The pickle.
Purim pickle. A shtickle from Purim. So we're learning about Torah Yud. The Heilig Yud, yeah? We're learning about Reglayim, Yadayim, and Esther and Mordechai. Yes, yeah, this shtickle.
Here?
Yeah. The Torah, just before we get into it, ends off the Os Vav, this last line here, and his hands were Ba'az Nizkayim V'Yadav Muna. So really, ideally, we should learn the whole Torah, but we don't have time, considering clapping and Muna and the Sadik. This is the whole Os Vav in Torah Yud and Lakutim Aron. But being there only a few days away from Purim, we really just got to hop around now and learn the next shtickle, because it goes straight into the umkus of Purim. Because before we get to, yeah, so that happened. Before we get into Purim, we get into Mechias Amalek. We have to, Parshas Vayikra this week is together with Parshas Zocher. Zocher is Amalek. Yeah, we have to remember what Amalek tried to do to us. We have to be lochem, mechomer with them, door by door, every generation. And the point is, we have to get rid of them. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was helping us do that. He lifted up his hands, and Hur and Yeshua helped him hold them up. Hur and Aaron, I believe, helped hold it up. Yeshua ben Nun was the one fighting. So, the idea that we have a Munah comes a lot to do with connecting to the Tzaddik. Tzaddik ben Menuscha Yechia. It says, the Kutim Aron, this is where we Nachman ben Fega, Nachman ben Simcha, beginning of Ches. Or Zion, excuse me. We're going to first do Zion. Zion, and then we'll do Ches. Torah he gam kein bekinis yadin reglayim. Yeah, the Torah is an aspect of hands and feet. Remember that game? What was the one? The game with the hands and the feet?
Twister.
Yeah. You did that?
Yeah.
So Torah is an aspect of Twister, yeah?
Thank you.
You got these hands, you got these feet. Kiyesh b'Torah nigla ha-nista. There's the idea, there's the revealed level of Torah, and there's the hidden part of Torah. So revealed level would be, you know, Chumash Rashi, Mishnayos, yeah, Pshat and Gemara. Nista would be Kabbalah, Panimius, Chassidus, Agadata, what we're learning now. Liglihi b'chinis yadayim. So the idea revealed level is Torah, is your hands. Because when you look at people, what do you see? You don't just see a face, a pretty face. You see also their hands moving around. Hands are a big part of the presence of a person. So somehow a connection between this pasuk and the idea of the cheres on the luchas, the charus on the luchas, the carving out of the luchas. Yeah, he says, my beloved put his hands in through the hole. Yeah, Elud's chor represents the engravings on the tablets. Charus. Shu benigla, that's all revealed. Menista heim bechinis raglayim. And nista, the hidden parts of Torah, the feet. Kamaima chachmeinu tzichonu nebracha, hamukei yerechaych. Yeah, it says from our sages that the hidden corresponds to the feet, the rounded thighs. Yeah, it's something that's hidden, yeah, especially with sneers, Jewish women. Yeah, ma yerech besesa. Just as the thigh is hidden, and also men as well, we don't show off our thighs, I mean, in normal worlds. Yeah. Just as so too, the words of the Torah are hidden. Yeah. And then it says the Torah's entirety is called what? The heart. Lev. You know, it begins with a base and ends, gracious, and ends with what? A lamed, Yisrael. So the Torah begins with a base and ends with a lamed, that's Osis Lev, heart. Penimius of Amisol is the heart. Yeah, but Rachman Alibaba, what does Hashem want from Amisol? The heart. So the Torah itself begins with a base and ends with a lamed, because that's how a Jew should be. It should be filled with Torah. His heart should be filled with Torah. Rachman Alibaba, it's a deep concept. And that's really what Hashem wants. He's really focusing on the heart. And the heart is, I think we would say, is a more of a hidden aspect. Oh yeah, he just said it. what I just said. Yeah. See, I didn't get it from my way. He said, I've never learned this Torah or anything. The idea that the Torah begins with a base and it ends off with a lamed. Shasham Mishkan Aruch Nashib the Shis Prake Druin the Shis Prakin Raglain Hana Beligla Bavanista. And this concept of the base and the lamed being the heart of the Torah. The heart is a dwelling place of the spirit, which blows in the sixth section of the arms and the sixth section of the legs, revealed and the hidden. So we're going to see the previous pasuk. He says it's all about Muhammad Samalek. And then he goes on to this hands and feet concept. Whole revealed. The giving of the stone tablets. Yeah, they're engraved, says in English. The fire is the hidden aspect. Yeah, which is a concept, the words of Torah hidden. Base lamed begins the brace gloom of a base and ends with a lamed, lave. We just said that, revealed hidden. The idea of ruach, it blows in the arouses the hands and the feet to mitigate divine judgment and nullify decrees. This is where we're learning, apparently, the previous part of the Torah, when you clap your hands, you dance around, this gets rid of the judgments. So when what we do every Lel Shabbos, we dance around here, it gets rid of a lot of judgments. It's good times. Yeah, jump around, dance around, Purim, we're going to have a few l'chaims, dance, put some music on, let's dance a little bit, you know? Not like that kind of music, but more like, yeah, that kind of music, you know? The main thing, it should be music that elevates in the neshama, yeah? Okay, I'm going to go now to Torah Ches. Oh, here, yeah, this part. This is all in Torah Yud. It's Ches. Zeh b'chinas Mordechai ve'Esther. This is the aspect of Mordechai ve'Esther. Haman b'chinas Purim. Here we go. See, we're jumping straight into Purim. B'chinas Goro shehapil Haman. And this is the aspect that the Goro that Haman created. B'chinas Omer Sa'urin. He Haman b'chinas Avodas Alinim. So apparently the Omer and the Sa'urim, these barley offerings, this is connected to the aspect of of the Goral that Haman did. Because remember, how did we defeat Haman? There's a few different explanations. One of them is that when Haman saw the Yidden, even in a time of complete destruction, that's what was coming up. It was a very scary time for the Jewish people, as we've known many times in history, but this was one of the most extreme ones, because Haman put a gezeira in that meant we were going to be destroyed in all the world. Yeah, that was what he was aiming for. So what did he see the Jews doing when he came out to go look for Mordechai? He saw the Yidden learning. The Jews were learning. What were they learning? Tzeres HaOmer. They're learning about the Omer offering, because it was that time of year. Yeah, it was, I think, the 16th of Nisan, yeah, which was the first day of the Omer. So we'd just been kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, so we didn't have the actual offering. So what do Jews, when we don't have an offering, do? Like now in Parshas Vayikra, what do? How one of the ways we kill Amalek is we have a munah, the Mishkan, the Kohen Gadol, we talk a lot about Korbanos. We show our munah and Hashem by what we give our time to. We say, but yeah, but we don't have these things anymore, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
No, we do. We have the Torah of it, and we'll soon have it again. And that amunah that Am Yisrael has in the holy avoda of Tzeres HaOmer and Omer offering, that in itself already destroys Amalek and Haman. Because
mm-hmm.
Their whole thing is trying to remove Hashem from the world. Our whole job is to bring Hashem into the world through the Mishkan, through Avodas Beis HaMikdash, through doing Shabbos and Purim and all the different things we do. So once he sees that, even at such a scary time of Gezeira, Jews aren't sitting there hiding away and crying. They're learning Vita and Hilkas Omer offering. Haman b'chinas avodas elilim. Haman is the aspect of serving other gods. He made himself into avodas zara. He wanted people to bow down to him. Yeah, you ever seen those kind of people around? You know, they said about George Soros in an interview in 2004. Problem is, he's a Yid. You know, went through a lot. Yeah, I don't understand his kind of issue in life, but apparently he calls himself a god in an interview. Whether he was joking around, I probably don't think he was. I think he actually realized he's such a powerful guy, he starts to have these kind of demyonas. He can, like, remake humanity in his way, which made him feel like godly powers, yeah? We know that's all sheker, but that's how a guy who goes down the wrong road can end up becoming thinking like, and the damage he's done, all this wokeism, a lot of it's go blame him, yeah? All these crappy defense DAs in America allowing all this criminal activity, it's all thanks to him. And a lot of things, a lot of educational issues, thanks to him. You can go, the list can go on and on. He's done a lot of damage. This one yid, he's got the wrong mindset. He thinks like Haman, but he's a god. Shozeh hipil pur, hu agoro mechodesh shemes bo Moshe. And he makes a pill, a pur, and it's a goro in the chodesh when what? When Moshe was nifter. Yeah, I just put out a song about Moshe. It came out today. I made it a long time ago, but I re-released it because all my music got deleted, so I re-released it. And doing it week by week, so it came out the song about Moshe today. And the song is, the main thing is about Pesukim of Moshe and this concept of dream brother, having a soul sister, a dream brother, being connected to people in a deep, deep way, in a penimious way. This is Haman saw Moshe being passing away, thought now that's the time to hit Am Yisrael. The Tzaddik's gone. Without the Tzaddik, they're not going to have a Muna. So what do we have to do? Yeah, what's our job? We're going to learn. Let's go. Because Moshe was the opposite of Haman. He got rid of Avodah Zarah. The Tzaddik is not interested in this George Soros nonsense. He get rid of Avodah Zarah. Nikba, Mu, baseball. Where was Moshe buried? Opposite the big Avodah Zarah, baseball. His whole thing was to nullify Avodah Zarah. They said by Rav Chaim Vital, he was buried in Istanbul, opposite the base of Avodah Zarah. It was actually originally a Jewish temple that got turned into a base of Avodah Zarah. But because there was one point, some of the Kohen Gadolim went off to Istanbul and built a base of Midrash there, which they weren't allowed to do. So it ended up becoming a house of Avodah Zarah. So Chaim Vital went there and fixed it up by being buried there. Such a thing. So they can know that they have the kach to mevatel these kind of things, these kind of negative things. K'dei levato avodah zorah shebapur. K'moshe doshav zavzal. Says the holy rabbis, k'moshe gematria charanaf. Would you believe that? Moshe is the same numerical value as charanaf. Charanaf is connected to avodah zorah. Because what does avodah zorah do? It brings anger into the world. Charanaf is anger. When there's avodah zorah, when people are worshipping other things, it brings anger to the world. When everyone's worshipping Hashem, calm, Zimcha, Shalom, all the good things. When worshipping other things, then that's when anger starts kicking off. And Moshe is Gematria Charanaf, so he's Mevatel in his essence. That's from the Megale Amukos, very deep Sefer. Ki hu Mevatel Charanaf Shal Avodah Zarah. Ki Kibbol HaTorah Shehu Bechinas Yadayin Raglayim Kanal. And when you receive the Torah, it's the aspect of the hands and the feet, like we said before. The hands are the revealed part, the feet are the hidden part. You connected it more to the fires with the feet because they come from the fires come out to the feet, but it's all about the netzach and the hod. And through their hands, or through these two aspects, you mevatu, you get rid of the vodah zorah. So Haman dafke did it in the month of Adar when Moshe was nifter. So now Haman's thinking, now this is the time when Moshe's gone, so no one's going to be able to get rid of my Avodah Zarah when Moshe's gone. This is when he is weak. Moshe went out of the world. What's the other side of the story? What happened on Zion Adar this week? It was this week. Came out the song of my Minashamayim the same week as Moshe Ben was Yotzei. But what's also Moshe Ben's Yotzei? It's the same day as
his birthday.
Yes, his birthday, Yom Lelet Sameach. So the rebirth of Moshe is on that part Haman didn't think about. Yeah, so too with my wife. Her birthday is Mazayin Adar as well. So there's a power in this week to rebirth Moshe, Masha, whatever the story is. There's a karach here.
Is that why her name is Masha?
It's Mina Shaman, yeah. I mean, she's named after great grandmother, but it's Ashkach Patis. Her and her twin, Fo as well. About Mordechai and Esther, Lem Koach, had they had the Koach to get rid of what? Avodah Zorah. Yeah?
That was me.
That was you. They have the ability to get rid of Avodah Zorah, Mordechai and Esther. It's good news, no?
Great news.
We want to. That's the kind of news we want to know about. They have the koach to get rid of Avodah Zarah. Because then, with that power, they're able to receive the Torah from Chadash. That's pretty good from last night, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that picture. Good times. Thank you again. That was Chizuk. Sheva Brachas. Got to hear Torah from Nissa in black, and from Sidachos in Oria. And yeah, it was a special Sheva Brachas. Thank you, Hashem. We got to do that last night. We got to sing a lot of good songs, Baruch Hashem. But then comes, we even sang a song about Mordechai and Esther. It, Dafka, in that song, it talks about getting rid of Klipas, Haman, and Amalek. How? In the curse of Mordechai and Esther. I'm going to sing it tomorrow on my podcast, when I do my podcast. There's a lot of energy in that song, yeah? You feel it, no?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be, hopefully, soon, we'll be dancing in your house, singing. She was at B'mayim Kiblu Yisrael Torah Machadash. In these days, you receive the Torah anew. Mamachachmein Yuzal says in Gemara Shabbos, Kima V'Kiblu. This is a Gemara in Shabbos, Kima V'Kiblu. Yeah, we received that. We established what we received. What was it what we received? Kabbalah's Torah, Ha'asin Hashem came with you. With the mind of Hasina, of our mountain, and put it on top of us, said, better receive it. What happened by the Bimei Mordechai and Esther? We received the Torah anew, but not just the Torah, we received it with Ava. We wanted it now. So Torah Shebiksav was given more at Hasina. Torah Shebapeh was completed by Bimei Mordechai and Esther. So we received the Torah with love, with tshuva. Kima Marsha Kabla Kava, says the Gemara. We received what we already got before, but we re-received it. Yeah, that's why I'm doing all these re-releases of my music. Yeah, you got to get it out there again. Yeah, fresh. Kima v'kiblu. Kima zeh b'kinis raglayim. Apparently, kima is standing. Standing, that makes sense. Standing is the aspect of what? The feet. I never heard this. It's a shmak. Yeah? Standing is the feet. Kimu. V'kiblu zeh b'kinis yudayim. That's the hands. Because when you receive in your hands, and you stand with your feet. It's a kima v'kiblu. It's a new concept now. Now we understand it with this deeper understanding that Torah is b'chinas raglayim v'yadayim. Now we understand kima v'kiblu as raglayim v'yadayim. Then we really receive the Torah, and both the revealed, the hands, and the hidden, the fires. It's deep, yeah? Starting to get this? I never heard this explanation. So, yeah, it's allowed to settle in a little bit. Now, when you think about kima kiblu, you can think about dancing, clapping with your hands, and you're jumping with your feet. That's kima kiblu. I'm just so elevated. This big thing, elevation. Jump a little bit. Elevate yourself a little bit. So, the way the Siddiqui call it, they call it alas. You're going up to Hashem. Like, I've seen by Siddiqui, like jumping in the air when they get really excited about Yiddishkeit. It's Alice going up, and then like going up in Bedragas and Sagim. So Rabbi Nachman's taking us all up there with Kima Bakiblu. That's Bechinas Meglaim, Zer Bechinas Yudai. Bechinas Utoa Ba'atzma, Kana. Zer Bechinas Mordechai Be'esta, Mordechai Mor Draw. You ever had this concept? It's based on the Gemara in Chulin. It says the Gemara in Chulin, Kuf Lamites. I'm in base. We know Mordechai is the aspect, we learned this in the Zerah Shimshon Thursday night. With Mordechai himself taught us, yeah, Mordechai Holst. Yeah, Charles, he's coming back this Thursday. We've already got the flyer ready. It's a Purim flyer. Yeah,
good.
Mordruh. What's Mordruh? We had it in Parshat Kisisa. This is one of the
psalms. Oh, is he doing Shir Thursday?
Yeah, doing Shir after the fast. Good timing. So you get to eat, drink, and be merry with the Torah. Mordruh. Draw Lashon Chayrus. Draw is the lashon of freedom. Zeh b'chinas yadayim. This is the aspect of freedom. My shikosev dodi shlach yado min achu. And we had this pasuk before in the previous in Zion, that this my beloved sent his hands from through the holes. Yeah, we said the holes, the chor is the chayrus of the tablets of the esedibris, and that's the idea of more draw. He's connected to the concept of freedom and yadayim. And hands. Esther who b'chinas shukin. Yeah, this is a deep concept. The woman, Esther is the aspect of the thighs. Yeah? There's a lot of Torah going on over there, what the shukin.
Esther is one
aspect of thighs. Mordechai is the hands. He's bringing chayrus through the tzaddik. And Esther's, that's thighs, more revealed.
Thighs, right?
And Esther's more the thighs, which is hidden. Remember, she was hidden. Asta, yeah, she was a hidden aspect of beauty. Mayerech b'seisa kana. And we already had this pasuk before that the fires are healed. Zeh lashon purim. Hayne bittul avodas alinim. See the two of them together. The hands and the fires. The Mordechai and the Esther. The kima b'kiblu. Yeah, bittul avodas alinim. Kamosh kosev pura darcha darachti levadi ma'amim ein ish iti. Okay, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. I'm going to need your help on this pasuk in Yeshaya. Here we are. No, it's good, it's good. It's over here somewhere. Here. The Pura, the wine press, I have trodden alone, and of the nations, there was none with me. Yeah, you got that? There was none with me with the wine press. I trodden alone. So what does it mean, that pasuk? It says 91. Let's read what, let's give some shout out to, what's his name? I see that Esther Haster, see? They got it from me. I'm joking. He wrote this book way before me. So it says with the BRI, with Chaim Kramer, this verse is an allegorical description of the way God will destroy and tread upon the Edomites, the way treads upon the grapes in the wine press. So standing on these grapes, they used to make wine back in the day, with smelly feet, you know, just standing on the wine, that would be like the moshlev standing on the nations, yeah, on their high places. Yeah, God mitigates, nullifies decrees on behalf of the Jews. Furthermore, he turns the himself back on the response for issuing them, their idolatries. He turns it back on their head. They're trying to throw a missile at it. What happens? Lands back on them. Yeah. Thus, the Egyptians were drowned for having decreed that all the newborns of the Jews be thrown into the Nile. So what happened to them there? How many hoped to use the poor against the Jews? What happened? It became a festival. Poor became Purim. A festival. The poor, the lottery, the Gara of Haman became what? Purim. A happy time. And he was hanged. The Mahanach, it wasn't actually hanged that day, it was hanged on the 16th of Nisan. But the light of the festival was that day. The Mahanach adds that from this we can understand Rabbi Nachman's remark, the days of Purim are near. The Purim season has the power to negate divine judgment, idolatry, and evil decrees. So right now is a good time to scream out to Hashem. We want more panasa, more shalom ba'ez, peace in the world. We want our family to be healthy and safe, marriage, in the right time for our children, and all live with the right people. This is the time to scream to Hashem, to have the energy of the Tzaddik, Mashiach Sakeinu. We want all the good things, basically, Mingdash. This is time to scream out to Hashem and to get rid of all the other not good things. Yeah? Lo aleinu. Okay, where are we? We're getting there. This is deep stuff. Let's do it. So we're jumping on the wine press, getting rid of our enemies. And through that comes out the light of Mordechai and Esther. They're the aspect of the hand and the feet. This battle of kafiris and it's rabbi amuna balamai idem. And they get rid of all the kafiris. You know kafir, being a kofir? It's denial. Denial of amuna. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on nowadays. Amuna balam ayideim. Kamashikosiv vehi omen esadasa. What happened over here? He brought up Hadassah. He Omen Esther. Who was Hadassah? Esther. What's Omen? Omen is Lashon to grow, like you grow a plant. Lashon Gidl, but it's also Lashon Amuna as well. So through Amuna, he was able to grow Esther Malka to become the Shliach to save the Am Yisrael and the world. Yeah. Both, either way, how we look at it, it's the aspect of what? Amuna. Through the heart, you lift up the feet. Did you know that? Yeah, honestly, like, think about it with your wife, any woman. You're going to have to influence her through the heart level, through nice words, through positive emotional experiences together, giving time, quality. My wife just said on the way here, said if we would just have more quality time, then it would prevent any of the not good moments. She's right, it's true. It's all
not,
they want.
Not good.
Not good moments. Like all the, when things start getting escalating and they get upset and all this stuff. You would never even go there, could just be in a state of connection. But how do you get that connection? You have to give time. That means lots of nice words. Might not always be what you feel like doing, but it doesn't matter. This is Shalom Bias.
You have to send me, I didn't listen to it. You have to resend me your Shalom Bias thing with your wife.
The relationship one, yeah. She says a lot of good things over there. Much better than I say. I'll send it to you. I have it, yeah. Baruch Hashem. I need to do more, another episode soon. I feel like it's coming. It's like through a lot of challenges, it's being built, the relationship flow next episode. Amuna Tukin, Zer Naisa Yidei HaRuach, Zer Bechinas Esther Ruach HaKodesh. She had Ruach HaKodesh, and the Hainu Libo lifts up the feet. Remember this aspect of Reglaim, the fires. Now, when a woman gives birth, a lot of blood comes out of the feet, yeah? It comes down to the feet in a spiritual sense. There's a lot of, it goes out of the feet, it literally rises up. So the point is that there's a lot of tikkunim with this, like the snake bites of the feet of the women, yeah? So we have to elevate the feet, not have the feet pulled down into a place we don't want, yeah? There's a lot of Kabbalah about this concept. Ki'ika akum tolibo. What's going on with the Akum, the nations of the Avodah Zarah? Bechinas Raglayim, Kamosha Kosa Ragleh, Yeredes Mavis. See, I was just saying that. Look at that. The feet go down to death. Yeah, Sat Shemaya was tuned in. Okein Eka Tikkun Avodah Lilim Ayda, Okein Daika Esther Ruach Hakodesh Nama. After Be'emes Tikkun Avodah Salilim, Ukamkim Ayda Molochai Canal. And this whole thing, the Avodah Zarah, as you said, it's going to be fixed through Mordechai the Tzaddik, through having a connection to the Tzaddik who has a Munna, and by connecting to the Esther, who is sneers and hides her thighs and brings everything back to Kedusha and holiness. Yeah, Rak Machmash Ika Avodah Linim Talibah. You know, Ida Ika Tikkun Ay Nikras Megillah Al Shem Esther. So how does Esther help us? She also gave us, we were about Ruach HaKodesh, she gave us the Megillas Esther. When are we reading that, brother? Saturday night, Moshe Shabbos, and Sunday morning. So as much as you want to have a good time at Purim, one of the things I always tell my Bachrim, but don't overdo it, Moshe Shabbos. Because the real Zman of the Suda is the actual day of Purim, not the night. It's a small Suda in the night. You have to get up early. You have to daven. You know, there's a lot of power of prayer. Not to waste it sleeping on Purim. One of those days, you've got the Shabbos before, you want to have a shluch before. Don't say you're doing it for Purim, but just mela, have a shluch, have a restful Shabbos, and then you've got energy to hear the Megillah in the night, hear the Megillah in the day, use your time for tefillah. Because Esther is what's the Megillah is named after, because Esther's the one who's helping us fix up the Reglaim, and Mordechai's figuring out the Yadayim. And that gets rid of Avodah Zarah, gets rid of anger, that brings Emunah, that brings all the good things we want, it gets rid of all the Gezeiras, all the not good decrees. Ki Ruach HaLev, Ayidei Nitzgala, Aras Yadayim Reglaim, Ki Iker Toliyah Reglaim, Bechinas Esther, Zeh Bechinas Omer Sa'urim. So now we're getting to that concept we mentioned before about the Omer Sa'urim. Omer is the barley offering, yeah, that we bring Sfiras Omer. Omer Zeh Bechinas Mordechai, Ayin Mor Dror Lashon Cheres, Bechinas Cheres Shel Luchas, Charis Ala Luchas, the carving out the Luchas. It's freedom, true freedom. More draw is freedom. Draw is freedom, and freedom ba'aretz. She bechinas haTorah nigla. She bechinas ayin ba'ayin. Saw with Hashem eye to eye. Sorim ze bechinas Esther. Baruch haKodesh. K'mo shechosev seirim alai desha. She loshen ruach. B'shvil ze k'shabor Haman leMordechai matzah otzik ba'ayin mesirim. That's what I was saying before. Came Haman a Russia. Yeah, based on the Midrash. He came and he saw what were the Jews doing. What was Mordechai busy with the rulers Talmidim? Learning Hilkas Sirasa Omer. From that little bit of Omer. It was a little bit of barley. Took down all of Haman's money. So I imagine bringing down George Soros and BlackRock and all these big money guys, billion, trillion dollar companies that think they're so powerful. What happens to them all? A bunch of Yidler learning a little bit about Likutim Aharon at the end of the days. Takes down that whole empire. Greed and power that want to do so much control and make everyone crazy for their sake of power. And suddenly, like, we take it all down just with a little bit of clarity, a little bit of Mordechai and Esther, a little bit of Purim, a little bit of Megillah, a little bit of good points. Well, that's what the Jews are doing. We're learning a little bit of Hilkas Sefiras HaOmer. Zeh Bohaman, it's very important to realize the power we have. This basically, they're showing us that the king of that time, Haman was the boss. He had the ring of the king. He was running things. the biggest power in that time is taken down by a bunch of Yidler learning Tzvi Yisrael and fasting a little bit, serving Hashem a little bit. Hamalcha Matz Oisik Ba'Omer Sorim, Amalek Sorim Daiku Asai V'Nitzach Oisik V'Etzbanav. Kamo Midrash Ki Ayidei Omer Sorim Shibuchinus Yudayin Raglayim Shibuchinus Machmas Kaf Rekidem. He said clapping and dancing, you're moving your hands. This battle of Vodah Alinim, you get rid of all the Vodah Zohar. Bechinus Haman, that's aspect of Haman. Bechinus Geus, yeah, Gaiva, arrogance, where they start thinking that they're the boss. Bishul Zeh, Siva, Haman, Lasot's Ace, Gavor, Hamishim. What happened in the Megillah? Haman said he commanded to make a hanging place of 50 Amma. 50 is very significant. Nunchari Torah, Nunchari Bina, Nunchari Tuma. His goal was to get rid of the 50 days of the Tzvi Yisrael. He saw the Jews learning about it. So he said, let's get rid of that power. He knew what the Kach behind Mordechai Esther was this Tzvi Yisrael, was this aspect of Raglayim Yadayim, of Kima Bekiblu. He knew that that was what he had to fight. So it was a real fight. It wasn't like Haman was a doofus. Yeah, he knew what was going down. He knew where the battleground was, where the battle lines began. So let's try this. This is the main point of the Torah.
Okay.
Let's just try now, internalize just for a minute. How can we make this practical? One, I would say that we have to connect ourselves to the Kedusha of Malach and Esther coming up with Purim. Try to think about Esther, Megillas Esther, Mordechai, the mitzvahs of the day, Matanos Yevonim, Shlach Manos, to connect into the idea of changing your clothing. Because what happened to Mordechai? He was wearing levush sack, he was wearing clothes in mourning, and then within a short moment, suddenly he was having a haircut from Haman, and he was put on the king's horse, and he was dressed in all the royal robes. He went from the lowest to the highest in his clothing. So it's a big inyan of changing our clothing Purim to what we really are. We really are these godly, spiritual people. That's Mordechai teaching us that. There's a lot in it, the idea of Haman. He's the idea of gaiva and anger and all this negativity. And Avodah Zarah, try to be obviously the opposite. Be more with Emunah. Yeah? Emunah means we're not thinking we're controlling. Hashem's running things. There's a lot of good foundational Torahs here in this. And it gets, also realize the Kedusha of the day, that we can get rid of Amalek. The barley, dancing, haughtiness is eliminated. The barley measurement comes with the Malach and Esther, internal similarness with the hands and the feet, power of clapping and dancing. That's all connected to the Ruach, through which a haughty spirit and the Tzadra Haman are counted and eliminated. So through the Malach and Esther, we get to go elevated. The 50 days of Kamp Noma culminates with the holiday of Shavuos, commemorating the giving of the Torah Mount Sinai. Here again, Rabbi Nachman adds to the structure of connection, showing in yet another way the Malach and Esther connects to the Torah, and to the Ruach for countering idolatry. Haman's intention being to uproot the Torah and overcome the 50 days of Tzvi Yisrael. And then Haman's plot to hang Mordechai was turned against him. Who was hanged on the 8th instead? Haman. Yeah, that's one of the main things we mentioned in Shmoneh Esrei and Purim. Haman was hanged on the 8th, overcome by the power which Mordechai and Esther drew from countering the Omer. He was on that, he ended up on that 50 Amahai 8th. Yeah, that big piece of wood. He was hanged up there, Haman, Tali Ala 8th. We say it. So also, what would you say the eights is Haman, or the Sivri of Haman? It's like the eights of Haman, basically, telling you to do all these bad things. So what happens? We hang it back on its own thing, and it creates it. The evil destroys itself. It's a big cloud. And we have to obviously do the Sivri of Hashem, and do the what's in Hashem. We're not here to do the Sivri of Haman. Machshav is Haman, it says. I always think about Machshav is Haman, it's like all these Kalim Shonanim, all these different machines that they put in our hands nowadays. We have to follow not their advice, but the advice of the Tzaddikim, the advice of Amunah, and the advice of Hashem, the Eitzes of the Tzaddikim. And that's a big change, turnaround. You know, with the idea of Moshe with his hands in the air, I saw from the Leibel Ego, end off in this, that Moshe putting into us Panemius. He's reminding us, lifting up his hands, that he's elevating us to a more inner place. And in that inner place, there's no room for the Eitz Hara to come bother us. Because in that inner place is our home. We have somewhat shlita. I'm not willing to let the Eitz Hara rule over here. This is my heart. This is my mind. And I want to give this to Hashem. I want to give this to good things. And that's the Moshe Ben is elevating it all, lifting it all up with his hands. And that gets rid of Amalek. It gets rid of all the doubts. And and Haman and all the negativity. So we see we have Moshe Lamala, Mordechai Lamata. We have a lot of light coming down this poem. And we just have to allow ourselves to not be stressed by other things, you know. And I think one of the ways we'll get there in a good space time is to give time to our wife as well, let her get into a good ruach, good spirit by then, hopefully. Yeah. So we got a lot to do. So we get to Purim in a good place. And we enjoy it this year and dance around, clap, have a l'chaim, be happy. Gets rid of a lot of negativity. Shbizach is a beautiful Purim, Purim Sameach.